It's the Community Report on VPR, and joining us from the St. Albans Messenger is Executive Editor Michelle Monroe. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
In the middle of last week, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy reported that the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or the USCIS, let him know it will furlough over 1,000 people from the 1,700 folks that are employed at the centers in St. Albans and Essex. And you've been following that story for the Messenger. Take us into your reporting.
Well, we've been following this for quite a while. It was evident back in May that USCIS was woefully short on its revenue. Its revenue comes from the fees paid by people who are seeking to visit the United States, who are looking for a visa to come here, people who want to become citizens. They process those applications in four service centers around the country, one of which is here in St. Albans and then has additional offices in Essex. The Trump administration says that's because of coronavirus. Critics of the Trump administration, such as Senator Leahy, say that's also a result of the administration's policies that have actively sought to discourage immigration and in some cases tried to ban it from certain areas. The situation is that essentially USCIS is down $1.2 billion and is now laying off about 75% of its staff, and that includes 65% of the people here in Vermont.
Can they or have they applied for any emergency funding that you know of?
Well, the USCIS sort of informally told Congress back in May that it was going to need $1.2 billion. But according to Senator Leahy's office, the administration has not made a formal request for that assistance. Senator Leahy, for the last 2 days, has gone onto the Senate floor to encourage his colleague to take up more coronavirus relief with the goal of getting this USCIS funding in there. And he made the point that, you know, these are people with specialized skills, that the government has they've acquired these skills over years of doing this work. It's not common work. These skills aren't really portable and they aren't easy to learn. He's pointing out that the government risks losing a lot of experienced people.
Yeah, when will the furloughs begin?
The furloughs start on August 3rd. They have to send a 30-day notice. People were notified this week that they will be furloughed on August 3rd.
I was going to ask you about the trickle-down effect.
Any loss of jobs right now has a pretty can have a pretty dire economic impact. It's going to carry out because these are folks who, you know, even if they've got unemployment coming in, they're going to be reluctant to spend any money they don't have to spend until they know their jobs are secure. They're not taking advantage of things as they slowly reopen because they're worried about financial security. So the cascade impact is certainly one that we're concerned about. And I know St. Albans City Mayor Tim Smith expressed that concern to me yesterday.
What exactly can workers expect there? Does that mean their job is just on hold with no pay until further notice? Or
theoretically, their jobs are on hold. They've all been also issued, according to reporting by government executive, which does an excellent job of covering the federal workforce. According to GovExec, they were all notified that they are still obligated to follow all of the rules that they currently, as a government employees, federal government employees, have to follow, including like they can't take a temporary job working for someone who anything connected to immigration, for example. So they are still being, in some ways, treated as employees with the expectation that they will be returning once the funding issue is resolved. And it's not clear when that happens because the federal budget resets on September 30th, the new budget. It's the end of the federal fiscal year. So theoretically, October 1st, they would have funding. But with going into that new fiscal year with a deficit from the previous fiscal year, it's really unclear what's going to happen at this point.
That's Michelle Monroe, executive editor from the St. Albans Messenger. And you can find more on Michelle's reporting at vpr.org when you search for the Community Report.